Хөрхөн охид trap сонсон trap сонсон trap сонсон trap донсон trap донсон. Түүний сонсдог хөгжим дур булаан. Дадаж дуудан дур булаа мууруулаа.
Hey everybody, welcome to the brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with my man Tyler Smith.
What's up?
As well as Ween Dog.
What's up, dude?
We have a guy who placed in the top three in America's Got Talent. Preacher Lawson coming. He's a little late, but he's a huge MMA fan. He keeps asking me, when can I come on your podcast? And I'm like, I got you, bro. I got you. And Leah Letson is going to be on the show today, too. Leah Letson is an Air Force Reserve, also in the UFC, won her first fight. She's 5-1. Wow. Little badass. I met her in Milwaukee.
She's hot, too.
Last week. She's cute. She's a cutie girl.
I've never seen what she looks like, but I'm just assuming she's hot.
that's most Air Force girls are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone says the Air Force girls are the hottest ones.
Those are the ones. Yeah. You don't want to hook up with a female Marine, but female Air Force is the way to go.
I've seen some cute Marines, dude.
There are some, but they're all fucking crazy.
As opposed to the male Marines.
I mean, we're all crazy too.
So, anyway, so we're doing the podcast right now. My wife is calling me. She wants to FaceTime, and the baby is on the floor. So we got quite the establishment here. But it's going to be a good show. I want to thank, first of all, people. Speedweed, marijuana is legal in California, and you can get it anywhere. But why leave your house to go get it? Okay, this gas is expensive. I got a flat tire. I can't even drive right now. I got to call AAA to change it. That's how much of a man I am.
I'll help you after the show.
It's such a pain in the ass. And then all kinds of things bad can happen. You hit the dispensary, and then there's some like hot chick that's like, hey, try this, try that. Before you know, you're stoned, you get in your car, you get a DUI, now you can't get a job, or you get fired. $20,000, you get fired from your teaching job. It's just a pain in the ass. Or you can go to Speedweed and they will deliver it to you. They will come to your door and deliver it to you. They got everything from edibles to THC stuff. They got brownies, they have lollipops, they have THC sex lube. You name it, they got it for you. Go to speedweed.com, mention Roasted for $10 off. Orders $100 or more. Also, okay, Santa Cruz Medicinals is the best CBD vegetable oil as well as CBD
coconut oil
that you will ever have in your life. Okay, my wife and I, we cook all the time. I feel so much better. I'm relaxed. I put it in my coffee. It's amazing. They really care about their products. They have vape pens that are off the chain, okay? Yeah. And you should definitely check them out, okay? Go to scmedicinals.com, mention Roasted, you get $5 off. I'm telling you, they really care about their product, and CBD, I think, is the way of the future because I am so much more relaxed on it. My body recovers, and life is just better, which is what I need right now because, man, that my wife went back to work, and, you know, everyone, the first 4 months, everyone's like, oh, are you getting enough sleep? And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? This is a cake.
I
get up
easy.
At 9:30, 10,
no big deal.
I hang out with the baby, I go to the gym, I come back. Dude, now that I'm up at 7 in the morning and I'm having a baby, oh my God. It's like
We're talking about you.
It's like a telethon. It's like I'm constantly like, hey, look at this for 5 minutes. Oh, you don't like that? Let's read a book. All right, let's watch Muppet Babies. Let's watch Sesame Street. Let's watch this.
Stop crying now
stop
for
crying.
A special offer.
Let's do a podcast. It's just one after another. Let's go for a walk. And then if she does take a nap, she only takes 20-minute naps. She doesn't want to miss anything, right?
And she's up for the next 17 hours.
Oh, almost. Violet, anything you want to say, Violet? Oh, great.
And now
anything you want to say to the crowd? Yeah, you are adorable. I love you so much, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. You're the best thing that ever happened to me, but it's hard work. It is really, really hard work.
I can't imagine.
I've been getting 3 hours sleep, and I'm trying to do comedy at night. I went on, I hung out with Rogan on Tuesday night. That was cool. I did improv, and he was there, and I was there. And he's got a lot of really great new bits. And we talked about fighting forever. And
he's a fan. He's a fan of yours.
Yeah, yeah, he kept saying
as far
how funny.
As I know.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, yo, man, you got some of the funniest stuff. So that was really cool. But I didn't get on stage until 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Fun.
And then I get home at like 2:30, 3:00. Then I wake up at 6:30, and then it's just I'm so tired now on stage that I'm just saying whatever's on my mind. Like it used to.
Perfect.
No more overthinking for me on stage.
It's good. New material.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Just let it flow, man.
And then today I get up to change the baby's diaper. And as I'm walking out to the kitchen, I step in dog shit. So I was like cleaning poop. First of all, and who came up with the idea that stepping in dog shit is good luck? Have you heard that?
No. Really?
No.
I mean, I've heard it, like, but I would never subscribe to that theory.
Yeah, when you do it with your bare feet and in the middle of your living room, there's really nothing lucky about that.
But I'd rather step in dog shit in my bare feet than in my shoe, dude. Because once you step in dog shit with your shoe, it's over. True. It's so hard to
what
clean
do you do?
That.
How do you get? I take like a pen and try to get it out over.
You can do that, but I mean, it's rough, man. It's
grass.
Just
rub it in grasses.
Yeah.
Because it gets all up in there, you know, in the grooves.
Yeah.
So me and Tyler, by the way, okay, I know, I'm sorry, I know, it's hard.
Hey, Vi, you want to be on the podcast too?
We won our first wrestling match.
Yes, we did.
Nice.
We kicked some butt, even though they tried to, I told them last week how they tried to sheep at the waist by 22 pounds.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
And then wouldn't let our two best kids wrestle because they didn't technically go to our school, however, they don't have a wrestling team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't get, like...
Yeah.
For some reason, this coach who shall remain nameless, apparently it's his ego that's out there on the mats instead of the kids. So.
And then they stole our coach.
I don't understand.
And now
that.
Our coach
and
is
now
back.
He's back.
Yeah. So Aldo is back coaching with us. Now I got to talk to you, Tyler. You were gonna have a fight. You made weight. You were ready. And then what happened?
2 days before the opponent pulled out. Or his coach pulled him out or something. I don't know whatever the story is. But fight didn't happen. Needless to say, I was bummed. I wasn't like that bummed. It was, you know, like water off a duck's back. It's not the worst thing to happen in the world. Fights get canceled all the time, especially at this level. But I got a new one booked, February 22nd, down
nice.
In San Diego, Epic
nice.
41.
Okay. Now, do you know your opponent?
Yeah, I forgot his name.
Nah,
doesn't matter. He's like 1-0, I think.
Is he a wrestler?
He's a wrestler.
Okay.
So it should be fun. It's a good matchup for me because I'm a jiu-jitsu guy, so I don't care about
you're
being taken
kind of
down.
You're also a wrestler now.
I'm also kind of a wrestler now, so I'll be able to use a little bit of that that middle school wrestling technique that I've picked
nice.
Up, you know? And hopefully I can just kick his face off and get it done early. But
now, are you excited or what?
Happen. I am. I'm excited. The nerves haven't started hitting me yet. Because it's, you know, it's far away, a couple months. Want to get through the holidays and get fat and, you know.
Yeah.
And what weight is this fight at?
It's at 175. So it's like a catch weight.
And you walk around at what?
I walk around about between 175 and 180. So I don't have to cut anything.
That's good.
Yeah, I can try. I can eat. I can train hard and just fully refuel after every practice. So it's good for me.
What's your favorite submission?
Favorite?
Yes.
I don't know. I do a lot of gi, so I have a lot of like gi chokes that I like. But I'd say rear naked.
Rear naked.
Rear naked. If I can take the back, which is always my goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever I go to the ground, I'm always trying to get on somebody's back.
Yeah.
And the rear naked. You know, that's the easiest one from there.
Is that your best submission?
I'd say that's my best submission.
Yeah.
Knee bars too. I like the knee bar. Knee bar.
And
come
Joe,
on.
How are you doing? What's going on with you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm all right. I think I got the flu.
Great. Thanks
you,
for coming
I mean,
over.
Yeah, cool. Hang out with the baby.
It's either that or, I drank some expired eggnog.
Yeah.
But it's only 5 days expired, which is no big deal.
That's a lot. That's a
and
lot
they said, well, they said
it's just dairy.
Yeah. What's up, my brother?
Okay.
But they said in school, never, you know, you don't have to listen to the expiration dates on
who said
food
that?
Product. School. Because they
what
said.
What school?
I can't remember if it was college or high
Mike.
School.
This is very. By the way, Preacher Lawson
What's
just
up,
showed
yeah.
up. Now,
greetings.
So you might have the flu, eggnog.
Yeah.
Anything new? How's the movie that you shot?
We're in post production right now. I'm the editor, producer, the audio engineer. I mean, this is my movie.
Is it exciting?
I mean, I haven't actually done anything yet, but I'm sure it's going to be an award-winning Razzie movie.
I'm sure it will be. Now, Preacher Lawson, by the way. So there was this woman that I know that I worked with before, and she, about a year ago, she's like, you got to check out this guy, Preacher Lawson. Preacher. And anytime someone says that to me, I'm always like, I'm always rolling my eyes. Like, yeah. She's like, no, this guy, I've seen him kill 4 days in a row. You got to get him on a dime bar. I got him on a dime. So we met, we had a meeting, and this guy, very, very nice guy, just guy here from Seattle, I think. And I was like, okay, this guy, you know, just a nice, wasn't always on when the meeting. So automatically I liked him because when you meet a comic and they're just trying to tell you jokes for the first, I'm just like, so I put him up at the dime bar and he did good. He did really good, but he was like, dude, this is the worst show I've had in LA so far.
Oh man.
Blah, 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 blah. So then I'm like, all right, well, you know, hey man, good luck with everything. And, you know, let's stay in touch. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
2 months later, the guy's in the finals on America's Got Talent, right? I'm just like, what? I go, this woman might have had a point here. You know,
hey,
want
to come back to Dime Bar, dude?
In the finals. Then I see him, like, headlining, like, all over the world. Then we got on a plane together. I have him on his plane. I'm in coach. He's in first class. So I have to, like, I have to walk past him, like this guy. And then you posted today, Instagram, is that real? That you made?
No.
I was like, you made $15 million this year.
No, I didn't make no. I did all right though. I did all right. So yeah. I can't complain. But that was no $15 million.
I believed it though, based on your year.
A lot of people did.
You had like 7,000 likes on that or something.
Yeah.
So I mean, you auditioned for America's Got Talent, and you just kept getting through and through.
Yeah, man. I mean, I did the first audition, and then they got me to the second round. And I just wanted to get on the first episode because I was like, if I get on the first episode, it'll change my life. So I got on the first episode, and I was like, cool. And they got me second round, and I got to the lives, and I got to the semis, and I got to the finals, and lost to a 12-year-old ventriloquist. So.
It put you in the finals.
Yeah, I got to the finals.
You took
that's
second.
Pretty funny, though.
No, I didn't even get second. Yeah. I didn't even get second. I was like top 10. People think I got second for some reason, but I didn't get second. I didn't get second, third, fourth, fifth. I was in top 10.
But you got to the top. But I see your event, and you're like, you do an all ages show, right?
Yeah, I don't really, I'm not dirty, really.
But that's why I believe that you made $10 million, because those all ages comics, they clean house.
Maybe they do.
Most people can't do it. You know, those 6 o'clock shows, and they charge 50 bucks. The parents are like, yeah, 50 bucks, yeah, why not? I mean, you know, it's like for like the kids, that's a cheap night out. Not with like. So that's why I'm like 15. I believed it. I was like, damn. So you're killing it. And then how has your life changed since America's Got Talent?
I have way more friends and family members. I didn't realize I had. You know, it's crazy. People act like, you know, when you get a little bit of money or fame, whatever, then they're like, you change. But I haven't really changed. It's people around me that's changed. You know what I mean? Like my ex, when I was on the TV show, she was acting weird. She was acting crazy. She was thinking, she was insecure, thinking I was going to leave her the whole time. And I was like, well, are you some type of psychic? Because I did. I'm single.
This girl that I met, the white girl, at the dime bar.
She's from
Australia or something?
She's from New Zealand.
New Zealand, you're right.
She's great, man. She's an incredible human being. But we're not together. But it's just, I mean, my life has changed as far as like financial.
Aren't you having a baby?
No, we're not having a baby. Unless she got something to tell me.
You posted that too.
Oh, man, I was lying, bro. I'm a liar, bro.
What's wrong with your Instagram?
I lie all the time.
I'm like, this guy's having a baby, $50 million.
Did you not read it?
No, I just saw a picture.
Yeah, you don't read any of the captions.
No, of course not. I don't have time for that. At Instagram, it's pictures.
He's like, oh, I believe him immediately.
Yeah, reading is for like Twitter and Facebook. Instagram is pictures. Okay.
No, man, I don't got no kids, man.
I got it. All right.
I just moved to LA. I don't feel like moving again.
But you are a huge MMA fan.
I'm a huge MMA fan. I love MMA. I would do MMA if I wasn't doing comedy.
Did you train?
Yeah, I used to train.
You can do both.
I know I can't. I don't want to do that. It's like I don't. It's
you gotta
not,
pick one of the
that's
other.
That's how you get hurt. Yeah, like someone like half. Unless you're like insanely talented, like that's how you get hurt. You got people in there that take it seriously, and then you just kind of messed around. Mm-hmm. Same with comedy. You can't just kind of do comedy. You got just too many people out here. That's
true.
Like
you go to Flappers open mics, and there's like 90 people every night.
I know,
and
man.
Then it's like the saddest. Yet you feel better about your own career because you're not there. Like you're like, fuck, I'm not one of these.
You
got
to pay to get on stage too, man.
It's really?
Like, yeah, you got to buy something. They make you buy something. Before, when I was going there, they didn't make you buy anything. Mm-hmm. But then they started to implement that, and it's just dumb. I mean,
I understand both ways though, because from running a room, comics will not buy a thing. Like the room will have 40 people in there, but the bar will make $8.
Yeah.
So I understand that. But at the same time, like. That's rough, you know.
Yeah. Especially because comics are usually broke, you know. I mean,
oh yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, of course.
Man, I'm a huge fan. I actually got a reply on my my Facebook comic, not Facebook, my YouTube comic, because I commented on the Jones and Alexander fight. Yeah.
Gustafson.
So I thought so when I first watched that fight, I thought Alex won.
Yeah.
But that's because I think I was biased.
Oh yeah.
Because I'd never seen Jones get hit like that. So I was like, oh, he's, and then I rewatched it and I was like,
that happens
okay,
all
Jones
the time, especially that happens
won.
When you see like a ripped guy with a 12-pack versus out of shape guy. Yeah. You always give the close round to the out of shape guy because you're like, he's not supposed to win.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but so what's your background as far as like mixed martial arts?
Oh, I didn't start training until I was maybe like 22 or something like that. I mean, I've always been a huge fan. I used to download apps and, like, you know, boxing apps or whatever, try to do, you know. And I wrestled a little bit when I was, like, in elementary school when I was in Oregon. And but I didn't start training until I was, like, 22. There's a friend of mine named Kermit Gonzalez. He actually trains what's his name? He just fought Chris Weidman and knocked him out.
Oh, Weidman got knocked. He was winning that fight, Weidman.
Yeah, Weidman was winning the fight. Yeah, yeah.
Who did he just get knocked out by? Weidman.
The jiu-jitsu dude, he's Brazilian. Jacare. So he actually changed Jacare. But he's a comedian. So he,
Kermit?
Yeah, Kermit. I don't know. And his name is Kermit Gonzalez. He has a gym in Orlando called All American Karate. And so he was like, he knew I was a huge fan of MMA. And he's like, hey, you should come by my gym. I'll train you sometime. And so he just used to give me free sessions.
You know, are you in jiu-jitsu or mostly boxing?
Well, it was mostly like kickboxing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we trained in everything, but it was like he didn't specialize in the ground. Like we went to other gyms to go to the ground games and stuff. And I remember we would do some sparring. I mean, he didn't let me just spar right away. Like we did a whole bunch of drills and all that stuff. And then later on we started sparring, which is great. So I would have friends come and then we would spar. And then one day he took me to another gym, right? So I was used to sparring my friends, you know what I mean? And so I didn't. So I remember going to this other gym, and I get in the ring, and there's they say green light. You know what green light means?
That means put it on him.
Oh, that means put it on him? I thought that was mean easy.
Mm-mm.
Oh, so he was messing with me. I knew the coach. So he said green light, and I was like, hold up. I was like, hold up, because I was like, because I remember at green light is go. So I mean, are you trying to get them to beat me up? He's like, nah, it means be easy on them.
No, green light is go.
But the guy was super, he was being easy to the point where it's kind of boring. And I was like, yo, man, come on. Like, let's go. And then you ever watch the movie Zohan where he like does the kick, but you're looking at him?
Yeah.
That's how he kicked me. Cause he was looking at me and then he kicked me so fast, I was like, man, what happened? Like what happened? This man kicked me so fast. It was super fun, but it was like
wearing headgear?
Yeah. But it didn't even hurt me, but it was just it just kind
of
shocked me.
Like oh
yeah,
shit.
It was like, did you
that
just
can
kick
happen?
Me? Like it almost didn't believe he kicked me, but it was pretty cool to go because I've been training at his gym and to another gym, kind of get you know, it was pretty cool. But
yeah, it happened to me one time. I was boxing when I was like 23. I got cocky. I'm like, come on, you don't want none of this or something. And then the guy just beat the living shit out of me, and I was like, okay, now I understand.
That's why I can't do both, man.
I think that's happened to anybody that's ever trained combat sports. That's happened to I'm doing okay in jiu-jitsu. Oh, I'm actually doing well, and then they're like, well, no, you're not.
There's levels to this shit.
Yeah, levels to this shit.
That's insane, man. That's like I feel like I could never be really, really, really good at jiu-jitsu because you got to have a certain level of flexibility.
No, you can get much better. I mean,
takes time.
Look at guys like time. Matt Serra. Probably not the most flexible guy, but the guy's a legend in jiu-jitsu. You know, the good gyms will tailor to your body type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, teach you kind of like moves that work for you. Because you look at some of these short, stocky guys, they're not going to – like even like you look at like Kelvin Gastelum, mm-hmm. who's like a black belt in 10th Planet. He's probably not doing like, you know, legs
he's
behind.
He's a black belt.
Yeah, legs behind his head, but he's probably just a monster to roll with.
Right, right.
You know, so it's not. You don't.
He's
I mean,
so good. Man.
Certain type of jiu-jitsu, yeah, obviously, like being flexible is always a good thing. But it's not like if you can do a split, you're just gonna be, you know, run fools in jiu-jitsu. By the way, so Cormier Jones tweeted out today, said, you know, DC, come on, you know, you're ducking me. Everyone knows you're not the real champ. I'll give $100,000 to charity. Which, by the way, like, He could do that anyway.
And probably should.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a weird number also. Like, $100,000 to John Jones probably isn't that much.
It's not that much.
But then again, all the money he spent on legal fees or
getting out of jail.
Yeah, so,
who knows?
You know.
And the amount of money he's going to make in the rematch. It's going to be insane. Yeah.
If
you know?
There is a rematch. I don't think both of them live. Both first, Jones won and Jones 2.
You've seen them live?
Both fights live. And it was so sad.
Was that the second one?
It was upsetting, man. I was rooting for Cormier both times.
Really? I was rooting for Cormier the first time. The first time I was upset he didn't win.
Yeah.
And then the second time I was going for Jones.
Why would you go for Jones?
Man, I don't know, man. I just like him. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't like him for so long because he beat Rashad. He beat, you know, Rampage. He beat all my fighters. So I was like, I hate him. That's why I don't like Chris Weidman, man, because he beat Silva. That's my guy. So I I think I missed him. And, you know, he was gone. And then when he came back, he's just so good. You know?
He's such a good athlete.
He's so good.
But have you seen pictures of him recently, though? He looked like...
He's huge.
No, not anymore.
Like, really?
There's a new picture of him.
The last one I saw was him in Rumble at, like, the Fit Expo or something. Yeah, he just looked like...
I saw
like,
one of him today that was like, I don't know, maybe it's Photoshop, but he looked skinny. It was like pre-USADA, post-USADA. And then he didn't take a VADA test or something. He was supposed to take a VAD test, but he didn't. But I don't blame him, because if you don't have to take these tests, why would you?
Yeah.
You know, why would you volunteer to take a drug test when they fuck up so many times, these drug tests?
Yeah, that's true.
So,
the other times they messed up on him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's the thing. It's like, according to Colby Covington, he was his roommate in college. Jones was roiding all the way through college in college wrestling.
I don't believe in Kobe. You know what I mean? I don't really believe what Kobe says.
Really? Why?
Not everything he says. Well, he also says.
Oh, that's.
That one?
No, there was a new one somebody posted on my Instagram. I gotta find it.
It's like where he's like,
that's old.
Taking
that's
a weird. Selfie over his
I don't believe. Well, I don't believe Kobe. Because he also says like he was whooping on Tyrone.
Yeah,
Tyrone. And I don't believe that. I just can't see him whooping on Tyrone. But I mean, I want to. I feel like I don't know. I feel like, I don't believe. But I do think. I don't know what Jones is doing. I mean, I think everybody's on steroids. You know, I really think that everybody's. You know, I feel like you can't at that level. I mean, I'm sure there's a few people that aren't, but like for the most part, majority are on steroids. I mean, at that level, you have to be on it. I mean, I think
really,
freaking, people in track and field, they're all.
No, well, that's supposedly the worst.
Huh? Oh, that's the worst.
That's supposedly the number
they're
one.
All field and cycling, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you have to be able to like.
But it's just so different though when you take track and field where you don't hurt anybody, or cycling when you're punching someone in the face and taking steroids.
Yeah.
I mean, what a difference. You know,
that's a huge difference. Yeah.
That's where it gets like even with Lance, like you know, these guys who take steroids, I put them in a lot worse category than Lance Armstrong. I mean, the guy's riding a fucking bike with one testicle. You know, give him a
break, man.
You know, versus like somebody who's punching them in the face, who's taking, you know, whatever the tranquilizer.
I don't know, man. I feel like the only time I'd give someone a break is if like they're an actor. You know what I mean? I feel like if they're because you're not, it's not competition, so it's just you.
Right.
So anytime like an actor, say an actor's on steroids, I'm like, okay.
What's The Rock taking?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Everything.
And that's just for looks too. You're not.
Dude. But he can do that. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But he's a man. That's, come on, man. Yeah. Well, how old is he? Like 40? Yeah. Something.
He's 19.
Right. I know.
Yeah, you recently became because I'm always telling myself every time I watch these cartoons of animals or anything animal thing, I'm like, I gotta be a vegan. But then I'm like, the chicken comes in or the cheeseburger, and I'm like, all right, I'll start next week. But you became a vegan?
Yeah, I'm a vegan, man.
Oh, so that's true. That's the one thing on the Instagram that's actually true.
That's one thing that's true. No, I've been a vegan for a year, and I was a vegetarian for a year before that. Mm-hmm. So I stopped eating. I haven't eaten meat in like about 2.5 years.
That's because you love animals? Or?
Yeah, well, I had a dog. And before I had my dog, it was like, people used to talk about how their dog's like their son or whatever. And I'm like, you stupid, man. That's a different species. How can it be your son? Yeah. And I got one. And I was like, this is my son. And I love my dog. And I just, it was, and I never thought I would stop eating. Man, if you told me I was going to stop eating meat like 4 years ago, I would just laugh in your face. Like, I would not. I was like, I love chicken too much, man. I love wings. Okay. And then I just tried it out. And then I felt like really good. I just felt good. And then I felt... felt lighter. I felt better mentally.
How did you get physically. Now? How did you know the diet? You start cooking stuff? Or
well, I didn't do well at first because at first, when I first became a vegetarian, I was eating like fries and cheese pizza. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know what to do. I was like, man, I don't know what vegans eat, like grass and stuff. You right. know what I mean? So I didn't know what I was doing. And then after a while, you just kind of adapt. Like now, I'm fine. I don't struggle eating meat. Everything new to anyone is hard.
Yeah. Now I gotta think. As far as girls go on the road, America's Got Talent. Do you get lots of moms?
Bruh, it's all show? Parents. It's
is it,
all
is it,
parents.
Is it single and, parents or
no? They're all married.
Oh man.
No. So if you're talking about groupies, no, not this one. Maybe this next one, because what happened was, well, when I was on the first episode, I said I had a girlfriend, ooh. Right? And then I just wasn't, I don't know, I feel like I look better now. So I look better now, and I said that I'm single the first episode, and I do some other stuff.
Well, so you're on it again this year?
Yeah, well, they'd have this thing called America's Got Talent Champions, where they just like the all-star of America's Got Talent, so they're bringing in, you know, like Darcy, Susan Boyle, you know what I mean? All the people that was on AGT.
Nice.
Not AGT, but like, well, any kind
got,
of Britain's got
any got talent.
Talent. Yeah,
right.
Any got talent. So like yeah. all the winners of Australia's Got Talent, everyone. Denmark, so.
Nice.
So that's coming June 7th, so that'll be different. I can't wait for that pop. That's going to be good.
Good luck, man. Thank good you, luck. Man. Now let's talk about some of the fights coming up, because this month, I know we talked about it on Tuesday, but let's talk about it again because I want to see your opinions. So, Gustafson versus Jones, I'm picking Jones all day.
All day.
I can't see Gustafson winning this fight based on how he's looked in his last couple fights and how good Jones has looked.
Tyler.
Tyler, what do you like?
I forgot your name.
No, I did not.
I don't know, man. I'm going to take Gustafson.
Really?
Yeah, well, I'm taking Gustafson just because I think he has a chip on his shoulder from the first one. I think he thinks that he won the first one, and he looked like a motherfucker against Glover Teixeira.
Do you think he won the first one?
I don't know.
Sometimes
I don't like I don't even know who won that one. It was such a good even fight that like I could call it a draw.
I can see how people call it a draw, and I can see how people think Gustafson won, but. I watched
He outstruck him. He stuffed all of his takedowns. He was the only one that got a takedown.
I thought Jones had more strikes.
I think
Alex had more head strikes or like
significant strikes.
Yeah, because I think if you count the kicks, yeah, something like that. The reason I give it to Jones is because the last two rounds were clearly Jones.
Oh yeah,
and then the first three were like debatable.
Well, and by all accounts, he wasn't even training for that fight.
Yeah,
they said he trained for like a week.
Yeah.
Which I believe.
Well, I believe it too. But it's like
I heard he was doing like I heard from people that were there that he was bringing like hookers to the gym.
Hilarious.
Like 2 days out, and like on like ecstasy from the club, like 4 days out. Like,
wow.
Still, like,
what?
Still, I mean, this is allegedly from but from people that were there told me, and that it was like they were like and not even like hot escorts, just like
really,
just like. New, like, you know, Albuquerque escorts, kind of, you know, like,
ooh, New Mexico.
You're like, what are you doing?
That's something I would do. I don't really care. As far as women, I don't care. So, I mean, I'm with Jones. I don't care, bro. I really don't care.
You have high standards?
No, I don't, bro.
Really?
So who lied to you, man? I do not care. Woman.
Really?
That's it.
You don't care who you date or who you hook up with?
Who I date, I care.
Yeah.
Who I'm just messing with? Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care, man. I really don't care, man.
I think it depends on how long you're going to be there, where you are. Like, a lot of times, like, I have a sliding scale. Like, if I'm in Las Vegas and there's, like, tens everywhere, it's like, all right. But if I'm in, you know, some kind of Chattanooga or something, and, like a Chattanooga 10 is, like, a Vegas 7 kind of, yeah, I'm only there for one night. It's
still pretty good.
You start playing in start doing, like, a sliding scale.
If I have a guaranteed to 10, I'm going for the 10. But sometimes, I can't even tell the story. But, like, I'll just tell you this. So I mess around and got with someone that was, like, she looked like Fiona from Shrek. And I passed up Miss... I'm not going to say.
Miss something.
Yeah.
Was it Miss
State?
Miss Spain this year?
Huh?
Was it Miss Spain?
No. But she was down.
That's a transgender. All right, go on.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
That's funny, man. Glad you told me. I don't know about it. anyway, back to Jones and Gustavo. Yeah. So, You got Alex.
Yes, I have Alex.
I got
too.
Alex. Yeah, I got Alex in this one. I don't know why. I can't even tell you. Okay. Decision.
How do you think he's gonna do it? Decision.
Yeah, probably decision or fifth round TKO.
I just can't see Jones losing.
No one can.
Well, I mean, he's never been hurt.
I mean, it's yeah. Yeah, exactly. He's never happened.
He's never been. I mean, the only time he's been like close to being hurt is Lyoto when he hit him with that straight. Was it straight?
It's crazy, man.
Vitor had him in the arm bar.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
doesn't really count.
But he's
hurt.
Never been like rocked.
I was at a bunch of his fights. I was at the one fight with OSP, hit him so hard, and he just stared at him, and I was like,
I remember that.
I was like, whoa.
I remember that.
He just looked at him like, yeah, and I'm like, whoa, this is next level.
Yeah, he doesn't get, and he does a really good job of rolling with the punches.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah,
Silva did that
he's really
too.
Slick.
Yeah, he'll get hit. I seen him. I was watching it. I was watching Jones versus Cormier, the second one. I watched first and second one. I watched so much of MMA. It's stupid. It's a waste of my time. And I was watching when Cormier would hit him, and the crowd would like flip out. And I was like, he moved with it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like he didn't get hit as hard. That's why when you see him after the Gustafson fight, his face was jacked. But like for the most part,
you see Cormier just knock out Stipe, and you're like, yeah. What the fuck?
I called that. I said that was gonna happen, and everyone thought I was crazy.
I thought you were crazy.
Oh man, I thought, bruh.
I had money on DC.
I thought it was gonna be the second round. I was like, second round is gonna knock him out. That's what I thought was gonna happen.
I didn't see it. I go, this guy's a Golden Glove boxer. He's a college wrestler. He's bigger. He's stronger.
But I feel like Stipe is like the Weidman of the heavyweights.
I don't know if he's stronger.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that he's like Weidman's really good.
Yeah, that's why.
But he's just regular good. You know what I mean? Like he's really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, he's not amazing.
Yeah,
he's not,
like he's
like
just,
I feel like if Stipe and Kane went at it, that Kane would run through him.
Yeah, he'd just run through him. Because Kane has that, like, there's nothing that Stipe...
Kane has the killer.
Yeah,
but, like, Verdum did fucking destroy Kane, and Stipe killed
Verdum. Yeah, but the way Verdum just fought him was... You know what I mean? Like, yeah, his chin down. I mean, I still think Stipe would win in the rematch, but the way he... I think it would have been a closer fight if Verdum wasn't acting so dumb. But I just feel like... I feel like Stipe's just really, really good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's smart as far as, like, game planning, you know, and all that.
He's getting completely fucked.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, bro. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Lesnar.
It's stupid.
It's ridiculous.
It's stupid.
I mean, what do they do?
He deserves the immediate rematch. I mean,
Ferguson gets injured. He's not even getting injured.
He's still kind of getting screwed over. Like, what is his win streak? 11?
Ferguson was walking around with, like, sunglasses inside and tripped over a wire, like, 3 days before the fight.
Doing UFC press.
He gets hurt a lot. Please, let me fight. You know?
Yeah. He deserved that immediate rematch. It should have been DC Stipe right away.
Yeah, 100% should do that.
I mean, considering what he's done in the division.
And the kind of person he is, he's a firefighter. Yeah.
He's a good dude, man.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. But I think they didn't do that because, you know, they were because DC's been such a good company man.
Right.
That they were like, if we had to choose to help someone out, he's been nicer to us kind of thing. So it's like I feel like it's crazy because DC actually kind of he deserves that. Like he deserves
For sure.
Stipe deserves it as well.
At the same time, I'm like, everyone's like, well, give DC Brock because he deserves a good payday. I'm like,
that's true.
Like,
You're right.
About my $65, I gotta fucking pay to watch this shit. Like,
yeah, because I don't want
to
see that.
That's their excuse for knowing that they're gonna make a shitload of money if they book DC Brock versus DC Stipe.
But no
Stipe.
One wants to see that, but wrestling fans.
But how many wrestling fans are there?
You want to see? I mean, because the MMA fan, you want to see Stipe versus DC.
I want to see DC smash Brock Lesnar.
You don't
want to
see
it's gonna happen.
You don't want to see Khabib versus.
I'd love it.
You want to see? You want to see that?
DC
Come
and Brock?
On.
It's gonna be fast.
DC gonna, like, exactly.
Yeah.
But so all
like
these fools can shut up about Brock Lesnar finally.
Brock Lesnar, like,
what if Brock just murders him? Like he just destroyed, like first round knockout type.
Look, I thought Hunt was gonna beat Lesnar. I couldn't believe that happened. But then Lesnar.
I did not think that was gonna happen.
Lesnar tested positive for like 8 monkeys.
I know, man. Eight monkeys.
The fuck is going on?
You know? I just feel like because Hunt gets taken down and he just stays down.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I was like, he's not gonna win against Brock.
At, like Brock Overeem, like was it when Brock got hit, he almost ran out of the cage.
Yeah, no, he doesn't get hit. But I mean, if you get taken down by Overeem and then you get controlled, if you get taken down, everyone that takes him down just.
Anybody that hits him, though, he gets hit and he just covers up and starts running in the corner.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't hit me. Stupid. His reach is
amazing. I think pre-diverticulitis Brock was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. When he beat Frank Mir, and Frank Mir,
yeah.
I remember watching that special. He's like, I'm doing jiu-jitsu moves that Brock doesn't even know yet, or that he won't even learn ever. And then Brock put him in like a schoolyard headlock and just punched him in the head for 30 minutes. And like,
oh, I know,
I was
yeah.
like, man, there goes your, like, bad, holy dude. Shit, dude. Wow.
Dude, what about when you beat Shane Carwin? When like, Shane Carwin was beating the shit out of him.
He was, man.
Like,
that's
what's they should have stopped the fight.
Oh, they should have stopped.
But they didn't, and then he won.
The crazy thing is man, Shane Carwin, I mean, because we know Brock, every time he gets hit, he just like shies away.
Yeah.
But it's like Kane, anytime Shane hit somebody, they always went to sleep. And right. Shane was like hitting them. Yeah. Like hard, like he was busted his face was yeah, bust him up,
busted him
and
up.
He didn't like give, he didn't like tap out or anything. Like he just kind of.
No, Brock is tough. I just think that it. I think after that surgery, he started like reflecting on his life. Probably
yeah.
he just had, it was like when Joe Boo in Major League Two came back and like didn't remember he was like all nice.
Blue.
Joe Boo, the guy from the Allstate guy in Major League Two. You see that movie?
No.
Oh, like, you guys see? You ever seen Major League One?
No.
Oh. You do yourself a favor. One of the greatest
major
movies
league,
in
man.
The history of sports. It's so funny.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, it's the best. But anyway, yeah, we're not going to get it. So, so now we have Cyborg Nunez.
Banger.
Cyborg, man.
Banger.
Banger, really?
Hell yeah, banger.
It's a banger.
Holly Holm went the distance with her. You think Amanda Nunes won't?
Well, Holly Holmes is like a defensive fighter.
Yeah.
They're going to go at each other.
Exactly. Yeah, nobody's ever gone at Cyborg.
I know.
Nobody's ever gone at Cyborg.
I don't know.
Well,
this
tried,
is what, I just assume Cyborg's going
to win. No, they don't.
Win.
They always back up.
They do. They
do. Always back
up.
Immediately, I'm going to back up.
They feel that no one ever gets hit like that. I had Leslie Smith on the show. I'm like, Leslie.
Yeah.
And Tanya Evinger. All they say, well, I train with guys.
Yeah.
I've been hit hard before. And they're like, I've never been hit like that before in my life. It's
I mean,
like,
yeah. They're, that's what they're, she's say. A 180-pound woman.
Yeah.
She's a freaking man. She's
and
bigger than
what?
Me.
Still say and guess what?
Now you got to apologize.
Sorry,
Nunes is
going to
win that fight.
Nunes
is going to
win that fight?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm telling you. It's the safe bet. The safe bet is Cyborg.
Yeah, I don't think Nunes is going to win that fight, but I'm not like saying you're crazy for that.
No. I'll tell you how she's going to win, too.
How?
I don't know how she's going to win, but... Nunes, she's accurate with her punches. She's very, very accurate. And I think she's going to jab Cyborg throughout every single round. And then towards later on in the fight, Cyborg's going to be very tired. And that's when you're going to see Nunes really
start pouring it on.
Opening up.
Yeah, but Nunes, she gets tired.
Yeah, she gets tired.
Yeah,
she gets tired.
Yeah, she got tired. Yeah, she the third round, she was getting destroyed.
Cyborg's never even lost a round.
All I'm saying is, you call me crazy now. I'm a betting man. I have a lot of money
right.
on.
I don't think.
$5.
I can't see her getting the jabbing because I mean Cyborg's like the type of person. She was like, I'll just get hit to hit you,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I and then people. I don't think people give enough credit to Cyborg as far as her being as technical as she is.
Oh, she's super technical.
She's
super
good,
technical.
Yeah, both good
everywhere. Yeah, everywhere. But I like you don't see her on the ground. She never gets to use it, but she's a killer on the ground. She's a killer on the feet.
Yeah, I think where Nunes could do well is with her kicks.
Yeah,
like maybe keeping
just
at
keeping
a distance.
Distance.
Yeah, because for some reason her reach is like Nunes's reach. Like it's nice, you know what I mean? She always snaps it like it's she got
well, and that's
long.
The thing. She puts everything is at the very end of her punches. Like Cyborg rushes in, she hits you about halfway, half of her reach,
exactly,
and it's just power, power, power. Nunes is throwing that thing all the way out there.
Yeah,
she's staying as far
snaps.
Away from you as possible.
Another factor to consider is Nunes, this is at 145. She doesn't have to cut weight, maybe like 10 pounds.
True. Yeah, I heard Cyborg was like 175 like last week.
Yeah, Cyborg's really cutting massive weight.
She's cutting 30
monster.
Pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think this is probably one of the best cards of the year. Because also, Chiesa versus Carlos Condit.
Very into that.
Yeah.
I'm very into that fight.
I don't know who wins this fight. I mean...
Michael Chiesa versus Carlos Condit?
Yep.
Carlos, man.
Yep. Carlos
how
is going to win.
How does Chiesa win?
Why are we sleeping on Chiesa? The guy
come on. How does he win? Is not on the feet?
No, not on the feet.
He doesn't win on the feet. He wins by making it a dogfight, making it a scramble, and getting on the back.
He submitted Beneil Dariush. I mean, he's got really good jiu-jitsu.
I know, but I just can't see him getting Carlos. He's too, I think his jiu-jitsu, I think it's great. I mean, he did get submitted by Kevin Lee.
Well, not really.
He did, man. He went to sleep.
No, he didn't.
He did, man. Did you watch the replay? He went to sleep, and then him explained it. He was like, I was trying to get it up. like push it with my neck, like without.
I don't know. I don't think he did kind of go to.
Bro,
sleep.
I'm about to show you this replay, man.
He went. I watched it 4,000 times.
Bro, I watched it. I watched it 5,000 then because he went to
You can't argue sports with black people because they'll beat you every time.
every time.
But I think I think he's good. I don't see him beating Carlos. And maybe I'm tripping. Maybe Carlos is like really
fell off. I would have said that 5 years ago, but I don't know if Carlos Condit is the same Carlos Condit that we all know and love.
I don't think he is, but I still don't think.
Yeah. Then he retired, right?
And he retired back. And came back and then lost.
What did he lose to?
He got murdered. It was Danny Maia, right?
Maia just took him down and submitted him quickly.
So fast.
Alex Oliveira subbed him.
Oh.
Cowboy in their last fight.
What happened?
Beat the shit out of him and then subbed him.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm
whooped
saying.
Whooped his ass.
And Chiesa.
That sucks.
It did.
Alex Chiesa got caught monster. By Pettis, but it was a weird sub. It was like a. I don't know.
Wasn't it a triangle?
It was like out of nowhere, though. It was
I think
a really,
it was a triangle.
But it was a pretty slick, if right, I remember quickly.
I think Khan is going to beat expected. Him up on the feet. He's going to try to rush in, and he's going to, like...
Well, Carlos is coming to my show in Vegas next week, but Chiesa's awesome. Been there before, so I got to give him Chiesa. But Chiesa sits in the front and starts heckling me. He's like, come on, bring it, motherfucker.
What are you going to do?
And he has that kind of scary look in his eye. Like, like I want to fuck with him, but I'm like, this guy's one fucking insult away.
He would whoop me so
guillotine,
bad.
It was a guillotine.
I would look at him and not if I didn't know he was a fighter.
I think he was homeless. You give him a dollar.
Yeah, I was just like, he doesn't look like that dude. So he would just knock. Well, you do whatever you want to do. Submit me.
So Corey Anderson versus Alir Latifi. Latifi like loses fights
knock him out.
That I think are gonna he's gonna win and then knocks people out that I'm like, remember didn't he knock out?
He's on the street though.
Yeah, did he knock out Bader or Bader knock out him?
What was his... that? Didn't he win his debut?
No, he lost to Gustafsson.
No. Or he lost.
They just like threw him.
That's
out
right. That's
Gustafsson,
right.
Like a week notice.
I thought. That's right. Are you sure it was Gustafsson or was what's that guy that just went to Bellator, and he was in middleweight?
Musasi. No, yeah, it was Gustafsson. It was like Gustafsson's like three guys pulled out, and then I remember that like he's fighting Alir Latifi was like his old training partner. And
Bader
was, like,
Bader KO'd him.
Yeah, Bader. Yeah,
Bader KO'd him, and then he decision Tyson Pedro.
Yep.
And guillotined OSP.
Yes, that was a fight where I thought OSP was like on like a 7-fight winning streak, getting everyone in that Ezekiel choke.
Yeah, I think he went to sleep, right?
I think he lit him up before he submitted him, right?
Yeah.
He looks like
was like, because my OSP is one of my, I like him.
I love OSP.
Yeah, he's dope. So I was like kind of
sick. He's got to learn another move, though.
I know, he does.
But OSP is awesome, though.
Didn't he get knocked out again in his last fight? He got knocked out the last second.
OSP? Yeah.
It was some guy, some newer guy. He's a big dude. He's like, I think he's six. God bless you. He's like 6'3" or something. He's a big dude.
So Corey Anderson, do we like Corey Anderson or Latifi?
Latifi.
Latifi over Corey?
I have Latifi too.
I guess I gotta get to Latifi.
Well, isn't Corey like sort of one dimension? He's like a wrestler, push you up against a cage and just hold you there.
He's like a
got some big ass legs on him.
Yeah, but he's like a...
Yeah, but he likes to box, too.
He's like a Frankie Edgar.
He really likes to box. It's
funny because he trains at Frankie Edgar. It's funny you say that. He trains at that gym.
Yeah, that's why
you go.
That gym is awesome.
Yeah.
Zabit, Edgar...
got some killers, man.
Zabit is fighting Jeremy Stevenson.
Oh.
Yeah, Jeremy Stevens.
So good.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. They're trying to jump on... I think it's a great fight.
Just all power versus pure technique. Oh, it's so great. I think Zabit's going to smoke him.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's
most likely to happen.
Yeah, probably.
But he gets hit a lot. Like, if Zabit fights the same fight that he fought against that guy, Kyle Bochak.
He broke his arm, didn't he? He like broke something.
He did, but it was like, Bochak hung in there. If Stevens could hang in there, that Stevens Aldo fight was crazy.
Now, that was a great fight. Because I love Aldo.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite fighters. So when he did that, man, I mean, he was crying.
So happy for him.
I was so happy too, man.
That was such a nasty
shot. I know, but I
was kind of
felt bad because if Stevens would have beat that, he would have got like a. I've been kind of feeling bad.
People would have known who the Fuki was.
They were like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" Like, it became a meme.
No, man.
Which I heard, like, he got kind of set up. Like, I heard that, like,
yeah, they were like, "Hey, ask him something." Ask
so
him
he
something.
Says something, and they go, "Who the fuck's that guy?" And the next thing, that was the most fucking famous meme of all time.
Wait, they told him to say that?
They were like,
"Yeah, they
were."
No, they told him
talking,
say something.
So they told other people, "Hey, say something to Connor or something." And he's like, "I knock people out," and he's like, "Who the fuck is that guy?" And everyone just started laughing. It's fucking crazy. Mendez versus Alec Volkanovski. Who's this guy, Tyler Volkanovski?
I have no idea.
Chad Mendez?
Chad Mendez.
Versus who?
My boy, Chad Alexander Volkanovski.
Really, yeah, who the fuck is that guy?
He beat Darren Elkins in his last fight.
Oh, that guy's a beast. He was a 4-1 favorite, too, in that fight.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, because I think I know the guy. I got to see his face.
Yeah, he beat up Darren Elkins. Darren Elkins is one of those dudes that just like.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was like.
It was bad. It was like stop the fight kind of bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's all of Darren Elkins' fights are like that. Even the ones he wins.
I know.
Or stop the fight bad.
He's always losing. And then he
gets the shit kicked out of him.
Dude, that Michael Johnson fight was like, that was like a 10-8 round he lost and then came back and subbed him. Michael Johnson.
He's one of my favorites.
Oh,
I love
he
Darren
did
Elkins.
Lose. Oh, man, I was so. Because Michael Johnson was one of my favorites. He's another one.
Yeah, he just
like
floats.
He beat Tony Ferguson. He beat who else he beat?
There's a lot of guys.
Dustin Poirier knocked him out.
He knocked out Poirier quick.
Knocked him out, bro.
And then he always has like he wins like 4 minutes. He wins like 14 minutes and 58 seconds of every fight.
Yeah,
and then loses the 2 seconds, and then like oh, it's like how is he gonna fuck this one up? You know, and you know what? Michael Johnson, he'll be the first person to say that. Like he's like, dude, I don't know why this shit keeps happening.
He follows me on Twitter, man.
He's a good dude.
He's so dope.
He wants to do comedy.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he wants to do comedy.
Oh, that's so dope, man. I hope I meet him.
There you go. He can open for you.
I think he's so dope.
You can meet him. Arlovski versus Walt Harris. Walt Harris
got some heavy hands, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going for Walt Harris. Not going for him. I just think he's going to win because
I'd love to see Arlovski, you know, win another one just because that's the guy I grew up watching. He was one of the first that I was like, brought me into MMA, but I also want to see the younger guys in the division start making names for themselves and coming up.
Well, Harris is like most likely to skip legs day or something.
And
you
know, I think
didn't Harris have that fight against that Russian dude that always pulls off the Ezekiel, and then like he kind of got out of it the fight, like saying he was hurt, but he wasn't really hurt, and like Harris kind of got fucked on that fight. Like I remember texting Harris like, hey man, like. Hope you're like there was one fight that he should have won.
I don't remember
the Megan Anderson Kat Zingano, that fight
could be amazing.
It's gonna be good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking forward.
Megan hits fucking hard.
She's
my god,
she's a beast. Yeah,
like
she's
a
beast.
She hit hard.
She hits hard when she was an Invicta.
Is she like 6'3"?
6'3" and just fucking guns. She's fucking huge.
I know her knees are crazy. I didn't know she like hit like.
She fucking hits hard. I remember when she was 1-0, and I watched her fights. I'm like, this fucking chick hits hard.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
she's
just
great.
It's been a process to get the rest of her to. She had visa issues and this. I don't know what
she
the
needs
fuck
to work on that wrestling, man. I mean, the fact that Holly was just able to take her down like that.
And that's what I said on Tuesday. Cause Kat Zingano is 8 times the wrestler that Holly Holmes is, you know?
Yeah,
so it's like...
Yeah, she and Kat's been working. I mean, she's been working with...
Her jiu-jitsu was insane.
Her jiu-jitsu and her judo,
Her unintentional hot photos, maybe?
Of course.
BJ Penn, Ryan Hall.
I don't like that.
BJ Penn, I don't like anything.
BJ Penn still fighting. I don't
Me
like
neither,
it.
Me neither, man.
Yeah, and
fighting,
like,
but he's fighting a guy that like has no power.
And but of course he fights the guy that nobody wants to fight.
This guy Ryan Hall, who's like one of the best.
Oh, Ryan Hall, that guy off of
autism.
Ultimate Fighter.
I love the guy.
Tourette's.
This guy's got Tourette's.
Yeah, he's great.
Same thing.
He's great.
Same leg thing.
I mean, he's a Ryan Hall was a jiu-jitsu god 10 years ago. Like nobody knew who Ryan Hall was except for the jiu-jitsu community, and it's like. The fact that nobody wants to fight him in the UFC is funny to me.
But I was at his...
Because it's not like he has this devastating KO power or his striking is even that great.
He does that roll and then it's like...
Yeah, exactly. You go to the ground and
you're like... If it was a video game, it would be like, this is malfunctioning, this game. This guy keeps doing
the same
fucking move.
Just button mashing.
Yeah.
That's what he does. That's his fighting style.
It's crazy because like he's so good on the ground.
Yeah.
It's like, just focus all your energy on striking. I mean, not to get, like, knockout. I mean, because you're not going to... If you either have it or you don't have knockout power. So it's like just you focus on your striking to set up those, you know, a little bit better than
so
just like...
Well, the thing is that he's not going to wrestle. He's not going to, like, shoot a takedown on anybody. So what he does, like, we have similar fighting styles where he throws a lot of, like, high kicks and long kicks.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I'm going to try to do damage, but if you take me down because I'm throwing a high kick and everybody's going to want to take you down, then okay, fine.
Yeah.
Like, take me down. I don't care.
Yeah.
So, like, I think he goes to the ground more defensively than offensively.
Well, BJ trained in Brazil for this one at Novo
Now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
he always tricks me, man. He's always like, man, I'm doing this new thing. And I'm doing this.
Remember,
and
he was with Tom Marinovich's dad? Remember Todd Marinovich, the football player?
Marinovich's dad. Todd Marinovich.
Oh, Todd. He was training with him, and he was like jumping out of pools.
Yeah. I mean, he's a freak. Beecher's a freak.
He was like shadow boxing in the dark.
Yeah, he'll always be a freak. I mean,
dude,
he's the prodigy for a reason.
He was at my show, and it was him and Matt Hughes in the front, and I was like, oh, Matt, I didn't recognize you without BJ's nuts in your mouth. I was just killing both of them. BJ got like thrown out of the show for heckling me, but he was so drunk and he kept giving me hugs afterwards.
That's
but
hilarious.
He was like fall down drunk.
That's hilarious.
It was hilarious, but at the same time I was like, oh
man, I don't know how you have the balls to just like do this.
Just talk shit to UFC
fighters. No, I would not. Yeah, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, I could tell that. Matt Hughes sent me a funny text. Like, normally I would not stand for someone saying that BJ Pett has testicles in my mouth, but on this occasion, everyone thought it was funny. So I was like,
"Who are you picking in the fight?"
Wait, so how did everyone catch that? Was like a whole bunch of MMA
I got fans? Hired by the UFC gym Christmas party.
Oh, nice!
And it was like Cub Swanson, BJ, and Matt Hughes were in the front, and I go, "It's great to be seen, but such legends as you know Hughes, Bub." And that guy, he poured the cup spot. Like, and I just started murdering, like, and I just started killing Matt Hughes. I was like, oh man, is it weird being at a holiday party without having your sister as your date? Like, I was just like, he was having a good time. So,
man, I've always dreamed that. I was like, man, that'd be dope to do stand up for a bunch of UFC fighters.
You know, I find most fighters, 9 out of 10, are like, they're like comics where like they're guys that didn't really want to grow up and get a real job. Like they're in the gym all day in the locker room. They're like around and they know they could fuck you up if they really wanted to or even if they didn't want to. So they're good sports. They're not going to like.
Yeah, the ego isn't there.
Yeah,
they get the shit kicked out of them every day.
And
so they're
overgrown kids.
Whatever.
You know, they're just big kids. You know, so they're like, oh, this is going to be. Most athletes, and like I did a show, Deontay Wilder was in the crowd 2 weeks ago. He was laughing the hardest. It was 2 days after his fight with Fury. He was dying because he's a.
Yeah.
Like he, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's simple things.
Most guys aren't really
take
getting
pleasure in the simple
getting
things.
Offended, you know.
Yeah, he lost it.
Who you picking, dude?
You lost that.
Lost.
Fuck. Unfortunately,
I think so.
I'm going for he lost.
Unfortunately, I'm picking Ryan.
Because the ones,
I'm picking
both
Ryan
ones
Hall.
He knocked.
Really?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm picking Ryan Hall. But he depends. Like what? 1-8 in his last. Did he beat Dennis Seaver?
No.
Who won that fight? Did they even fight?
I don't remember BJ winning in a very long time.
I don't remember him. Yeah. I remember one time he finished Diego Sanchez.
I think the last fight was a draw against John Fitch, and that was like how many years ago? And Ryan Hall has taken zero damage in any of his fights.
He also hasn't faced like that great of competition aside from Artem Lobov, the GOAT.
Well, I think if it was BJ Penn's prime, this wouldn't even be like...
So BJ's lost his last...
He hasn't won in 8 years, basically.
Five. Lost the last five. Who's last?
Nick Diaz, Rory McDonald, Frankie Edgar, Yair Rodriguez, which was a just who made
savages,
that fight,
dude.
And then Dennis Seaver.
But that's savages. Like a bunch of monsters. Like you know, that he,
true.
It's like you kind of like you hear it and you're like, okay, I understand
a
little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
It's a bunch.
I'm
of...
I'm so tired of Nick Diaz, man. I'm,
really?
I mean, not really. If he's listening to this, but I just feel like it's like you either gonna fight or you're not gonna fight, man.
Yeah, and it's like not like you guys are getting any younger.
I
want to
see him fight.
I want to see him fight so bad.
I mean, I thought that Masvidal, you know, I thought that was a pretty dope matchup right there. I mean, you know, they're gonna bang. They're not gonna go to the ground.
I've heard some crazy things about that lately, which I can't say, but it's not good.
Oh man,
that's all you gotta say.
By the way, I talked to Mayhem Miller from jail yesterday.
Oh, nice.
He called me.
You took the call.
I took the call. I figured out how to do it. He's actually sounds really good. We were laughing.
Is he in jail for real?
Yeah, he's looking at, he doesn't know if he's getting out in January or in 4 years.
Boy.
But it was one of those things where like he had a domestic violence thing like a couple years back with his girlfriend who was still with him. And it was like, and then she had a card that she could play anytime that like, call if he's being and then
right
to so now he's being locked up and they had a house together and just a bad situation but he does sound like he's growing, you know, that like sober mayhem is the best mayhem, you know.
Yeah,
And I told him, I said, dude, my best memories were you helped me coach wrestling and us doing this together.
Like, word. You know? No, you knew him like that. Man, you know everybody, man.
No, knows everybody.
Mayhem's a good dude. I mean,
how do y'all know each other?
We coached together.
Yeah, we coached a wrestling team together for little kids. And Tyler is a Marine and a professional fighter. And
I can tell, man.
Overall, great dude.
Professional fighter has big hands.
Yeah,
like, I feel like they have big hands. But you can't be look at my regular small hands. Like,
but we were laughing though. But I mean, I
always got big hands.
At the laugh after Christmas party, I'm outside talking to Mayhem. But we were talking about like how I was like, dude, so you got to write a book because some of the things that he's done, like even like one time he got booked in Pride, and he said I want girls dressed up as Japanese schoolgirls to walk me out, right? And it got translation
best,
was messed
best
up. They had actual Japanese schoolgirls, right? So,
wow.
So they're like girls like 14, 15, you know? Wow. So his corner's like checking him out. And he's like, dude, fucking, we're going to get arrested here. Like, that was like one story. The other one where he missed weight by 32 pounds his last fight.
Yeah, that was classic.
And then he weighed in the scale and then took his shorts off and went back on the scale. And then his corner was Matt Horwich for that fight.
Great.
And Matt Horwich was reading the Bible instead of coaching him. And then he goes, Matt, how much time? He goes, what? like just so many fucking ridiculous.
Wait, he was 32 pounds overweight?
He said he was like 5 pounds over. Then he started sleepwalking the night before and drank everything in like the fridge. And that's why he gained, I don't know. It sounds a little fishy. But yeah, so that's.
A little fishy?
yeah.
You know, considering his background, you know. But I was almost on Bully Beatdown.
Were you?
Yeah.
Really? As the bully?
I auditioned as the bully, yeah, with a couple of my friends. It was right when we started training. And like how they did it, they'd bring in a group of people, and one of them was the bully, and you all got interviewed. And like, so we made up this story about how I've been tormenting them my entire life. But then they had a fucking punching bag sitting in the room, and they're like, all right, hit the bag. So I had to work to not look like I knew how to do anything.
Yeah.
I was just trying to like get my ass kicked by Jake Shields or Eddie Alvarez or something. I was it would be awesome to go in there. Yeah.
Fine on the feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, remember that? fucking boring beatdown.
So they get to the ground.
Well, that was my, I was like, if I can just survive, like,
do you remember
not
that guy
getting
who
tapped
and
win $5,000 or
remember
whatever?
The guy who almost beat Thomas Dennis?
Oh, yeah.
Thomas said he couldn't submit the bully.
Yeah.
Like, the guy won no money.
Yeah.
And they were like, but he's tired.
Do on steroids?
No, Thomas Denny was like a good fighter. He had a great fighter.
Dude, Thomas Denny, man.
Thomas Wyman Denny. But for some reason, the bully was like a college wrestler or something. And kind of like what he did. Yeah. Kind of sandbagged them. And then he got no submission. So the guy won no money.
No, that's the same with some dude that was on steroids. There's some dude that was a bully, but he's on steroids.
Oh, yeah, the Russian guy.
Yeah.
That Russian guy. I remember that one.
And
they would like
win.
Take him down and he would just go.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he didn't win any money. Like it was.
What's up, Ween?
That was like one of the best shows of all time.
It was a great show.
Yeah. Wait, was it staged or did you just come up with a random story?
So, like, no, it was
really?
Staged, but it like the actual like fights or, you know, whatever.
Were real.
Those were real.
The story
those
was
were
like
real.
The
but
kids
the story,
and
yeah, the stories were all, I mean, like we were sitting in there with five other groups of people that were all, everybody's just sitting on the couch, just talking, going over notes and shit. Like, all right, I'm the bartender who you guys work for me and I'm just a dick and blah, blah, blah. All right, cool, let's stick with that.
Damn, man, it sucks when you find out like some of your favorite shows are staged.
Bro,
like Catfish and shit like,
man,
that. It's like, god
so
damn
many,
it.
Well, what's funny is that
stage,
I mean, it has to be, dude.
Are you trying to be funny or
I never really watched it, but
okay,
is it staged?
I found out recently that one of our wrestlers, his dad was a producer on that show.
Beatdown.
Yeah. And so I was talking to him, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I was working on it when I decided to put the boxing the punching bag in there."
No way!
Fuck you, dude.
Hey, this is Leah Letson. What's up, people? Sexual performance issues more common than you think. Over 25% of new ED cases are guys under the age of 40. Yeah, you're under the age of 40 and you can't get it up. Not good. Even the world's greatest actor can't fake one. So why do guys turn to weird solutions or do nothing when they can turn to science and medicine? Go to 4hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness for men. Listen, they connect you. Thanks to science, ED can be optional. Him connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. When you go to a gas station, why are you getting erectile dysfunction? Come on, people, get gas. Listen, no waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines. Save hours by going to 4hims.com. It is hard made easy. Say hello to your little friend. So you could try Hims for just a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. Go to the website for full details. This will cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/MMA roasted. That's forhims.com/MMA roasted. forhims.com/MMA roasted. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. It's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. Listen, the cost, they got no commission fees. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade. My baby's crying right now because that's going on. But Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, trade stocks, and keep all of your profits. They got an easy-to-use design, okay? And you can learn by doing. Learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. You can discover new stocks and track favorite companies with personalized news feed, all right? And guess what? Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at MMAroasted.Robinhood.com. That's MMAroasted.Robinhood.com.
Hey.
How are you? You're on the MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Tyler Smith, Ween Dog, and Preacher Lawson. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
It's good. So I met Leah. So I had a show last week in Milwaukee, and Leah just happened to, I invited Andrea Lee because Andrea Lee's fight got canceled, and she's like, hey, I'm having a meet and greet at Adam's show. So Leah, who's friends with, wanted to meet Andrea, who's also in the UFC, comes and sits in the front row, not knowing there was a comedy show. Then I go on stage and just start, I didn't know that it was Leah, so I was just like, had this like very pretty girl like staring at me, like I thought she was like a fucking librarian, you know? And then there was a guy next to her, and I was like, dude, are you gonna hit that? And like, it was another guy. I made it really uncomfortable, and everyone's like, that's Leah Letson. And I was like, oh shit, I'm a fan of yours. I went and watched your fight 2 weeks ago. So it was pretty funny. How are you?
I'm good. That was hilarious, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I had no idea that you had messaged me on Twitter. It was you that had messaged me on Twitter saying that you were going to do a comedy show. And then I ended up showing up there, not even knowing that it was you. And then I put two and two together later on.
Nice. Oh, there you go. Oh, that Air Force education is really paying off. By the way, thank you. Tyler's a Marine, and you're in the Air Force, so thank you for doing that.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah, were you stationed anywhere, or are you in the reserve?
I'm currently in the Air National Guard, so it's kind of like the reserves, but stateside.
Nice.
I was deployed all of last year, though.
Oh, where were you deployed to?
I was deployed to Al Dhafra Air Base, United Arab Emirates. So it was a pretty sweet deployment.
Wow. And what was your job in the Air Force?
I'm a command and control battle management operator. So when I was overseas, we were in control of all the airstrikes on ISIS.
Damn.
Which is pretty cool.
Damn. Nice. Yeah. So you were the one who was like, get them over there and like pointing over there. And like that was you.
Yeah. Well, I help identify all of the aircraft in the area of operation. So when they appear on our radar screen, it's my job to help identify them.
That's badass. That's good for you. Now I watched the season Ultimate Fighter. I thought I liked you a lot on the show, obviously. And I know that you were on Team Whitaker, but you didn't like how they were training people. And you were right, because they were like, let's shadow box for 2 hours. And you're like, fuck that. I want to join Team Gastelum. Did people get mad at you? Or was anybody resentful towards you?
I mean, probably Whitaker hates me now, but the rest of the blue team felt the same way I did. They just didn't really show it until the very end of the season, but I wasn't the only one that was unhappy with the training. And it was terrible training. I mean, who just like shadow boxes for 2 hours straight and like calls that good striking training? Like nobody in MMA does that. So I was really frustrated by the end of the season.
Yeah, I kind of, like, a lot of times when I see people change teams, I'm like, oh, they're just being a baby. But I was like, no, I think some people are great coaches and some are great fighters. And Robert Whitaker is an amazing fighter, but I'm not sure coaching is his thing.
Right. I think the same way. I mean, yeah, he's a great fighter. But sometimes, I mean, great fighters don't make great coaches. So I think that was kind of the case.
I'll tell you who was like the guy in the house, that one guy in the house that kept getting drunk. I was like, oh my.
Maurice.
Were you close with him, or was he annoying you?
Actually, we were kind of friends. I get along with pretty much everyone, and I was a bouncer in Milwaukee for a while, so dealing with him was kind of just like dealing with the drunk patrons I was used to dealing with. So, I mean, he didn't annoy me that much.
Damn, you were a fighter, a bouncer, and in the Air Force. Can you train my daughter to be like you? I got a 4-month-old daughter that, like, that's crazy. So did you have to, like, get into a lot of fights as a bouncer or separate a lot of fights?
I had to separate a lot of them, and it was pretty hilarious watching people, like, dudes' friends, like, watching a girl take their friend out of the bar. It was hilarious because their reactions were pretty priceless. They don't think that I'm going to do anything to them, and then I, like, grab them and shove them out of the bar, and they can't do anything about it, and it's pretty funny.
How tall are you?
What?
How tall are you?
How tall am I? I'm 5'7".
Oh, okay, cool.
Did anybody ever swing on you?
No. Thankfully, no.
Got it. Now, I was reading your background. You started doing Taekwondo at age, like, 5 to 17, and then you enlisted in the National Guard. You wanted to get in shape, so you took a kickboxing class, and 1 month later, you had an actual fight, a real fight.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. I ended up winning, and then kind of changed my life forever, so I'm really glad I took that kickboxing class.
I feel like that's a common story with a lot of MMA fighters. Like my buddy Chad George was like, yeah, I was training jiu-jitsu for like 3 weeks and someone said, you want to go fight in Mexico? And I did. And I ended up knocking the guy out. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's
like,
insane.
It's crazy.
That's insane. What belt were you in Taekwondo?
I was a 3rd degree black belt.
Wow. Do you ever use... Now, your last fight, by the way, on The Ultimate Fighter was a fucking war. It was a pretty close fight, but you guys were just fucking trading, like, in the middle of the cage, just throwing bombs. That was awesome. Were you worried, though, that you might not have got the decision?
I was a little worried. I'm always worried when it goes to decision, just because you never know how the judges are going to see it. And I knew that fight was pretty close, so, yeah, I was a little nervous.
Yeah, I was so happy when you won. But your fight against Liz Phillips was one of the greatest head kick knockouts I've ever seen. That was insane. Was that the game plan?
Yeah, I mean, I actually thought that the fight was going to go a lot longer and probably go the distance just because Liz Phillips had never been finished in the UFC, so I anticipated that she had a pretty strong chin. And then when I got that knockout, like a minute, 17 seconds in, that was like probably the greatest feeling ever, especially because I knew that was going to be my last fight before I got deployed and I was going to have to take a long break. So that was probably the most incredible moment in my MMA career.
How do you train MMA when you're deployed?
I taught jiu-jitsu on base 3 times a week while I was over there. And then I met an Australian guy over there that was on base deployed with us, and he did Muay Thai. So me and him used to train together like 3 or 4 times a week.
Wow, that's crazy. And then you said you're from the ghetto of Milwaukee?
Yeah. I live on the south side of Milwaukee. It's not the best neighborhood.
I mean, how bad is this ghetto?
I mean, there's shootings pretty frequently, and there was actually a shooting like right in front of my apartment like a couple months ago.
Oh, that sounds really fun. Do you plan on moving out of there anytime soon?
As soon as I can afford it, yeah. It's going to be a little while, though.
Wow. That's crazy. And now that guy, I gave you a hard time saying that guy was going to try to hook up with you. Did he try to hook up with you after the trip?
No, he did not. No. He lives upstairs from me, so that's why he said that we were roommates, because we kind of are like roommates. So, no, he didn't.
Do you have a boyfriend?
What?
Do you have a boyfriend?
I do not.
You know, that was my next question. Was no, just fine.
I mean, are you into guys or girls or other things or
guys?
Okay. Now, is it intimidating? Because if I meet a girl who's in the UFC, Air Force, and a bouncer, I'm probably pretty intimidated.
It'd be weird to date someone that knowing they can beat me up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I want to get in, an argument with my lady and think, oh, snap, she bad. You know, like, not all snap, she mad. You know, like, I feel like that's a scary thing. You know what I mean?
are guys ever intimidated by you and, like, don't want to, they would not want to talk to you because they're scared of you?
Sometimes. I feel like that's probably why I'm still single.
Yeah. Now, do you feel like you have to overcompensate by putting out right away?
No.
The hard-hitting question.
No? Because I would
cutting-edge journalism.
If a guy goes on a date with you, he's afraid to make a move. Because, like, what if you're going to, like, arm drag him into, like, a rear naked choke?
Well, I don't think people know immediately she's a fighter. It's not like when she's at the bar, she's just in a taekwondo stance.
She's not Chris Cyborg when you can look at her and immediately tell that there's...
You can tell Chris Cyborg is a fighter. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah, well,
exactly. Most people, when they meet me, they have no idea that I'm a fighter. And after they talk to me, they're like, they can't believe that I'm a fighter because, you know, I'm not, like, a crazy bitch or anything.
No, I thought you were like a librarian when I was on stage. I was like, this girl hates me. And then everyone's like, but what do you walk around at? Are you like one, because you fight at 145. Are you like one, Leah Letson? What do you walk around at?
I want to know what your guess was going to be. I'm just curious.
Guess? I mean, you're not very big, honestly. Like, I would say one. I mean, if you fight at one, I would say 150 at tops.
Oh, man. I wish. I like you a lot. Okay. I wish I walked around at 150. I walk around at, like, 160.
Okay. All right. But you probably could make 135, right?
I could. It's really hard. I've only made it once to 135 just because when I'm, like, in the low 150s, I don't have very much body fat on me, so it's really hard for me to cut down any lower than that. I think I was, like, 14% body fat at like 153, and for women it's harder to get lower than that, so 135 is possible, but I'd like to stay at 45 if I can.
Your hands are, you have big arms, like you probably give a, like a hand job, like three strokes maximum, right? Like the guys
I mean possibly.
Got you.
I like how you're answering these questions. Like, you could have been like, that's stupid. And then he was like, oh, no, I probably can do that. I can do it.
Now, I mean, now in the military, it's probably, what, 10 to 1 guys to girl? Are guys constant?
Yeah, something like that.
Are guys, and then a lot of the girls are lesbians. I mean, I would assume, not that I know, but, right, there are a lot of lesbians in the military?
I mean, maybe. I don't know, like... The girls that I know that are in the military with me are all straight, but there probably is an active duty.
But
there probably is.
But you probably have your choice, right? Like, as far as if you like a guy in the military, you probably just like, hey, come here, you know, give me 20 kind of thing, right?
Give me 20.
I mean, yeah.
I think that's just in general.
Yeah, but I mean, Tyler, you were
females in general.
No, but Tyler was a Marine. You said that the Marine girls aren't that hot, but the Air Force,
some of them are, and they're crazy. And then there's a lot of lesbians in the Marine Corps.
But the Air Force,
a lot of gay dudes too.
But the Air Force girls are the ones you usually go for.
The gayest branch.
Oh yeah,
over the Navy.
Oh yeah,
what?
We're part of the Navy, so I think they might lump us in together, but.
But did you hook up with any Air Force girls when you were over there?
No.
I did. I hooked up with a couple of Air Force girls.
Really?
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Man. That's awesome.
Because I've been to like 20 different, you know, tours for, you know, the comedy and
USL
stuff. Yeah, and Air Force girls are always the most fun.
Really?
Yeah, I hooked up with this one girl. Her name was Leah Letson. So now, Leah, are you on Tinder or Bumble or Soul Swipe?
No, I'm not.
Really?
I don't have time for that.
So now, how come you train in Milwaukee? How come you don't train at Rufus Sport? You go to like the Average Joe's, the other one.
I go to Pure Vida because those two, the guys that own it, were the ones who taught the cardio kickboxing class I took in college. So I ended up just going there from day one, and they've been like brothers to me, so I stayed there.
Is there like a rivalry between you guys and Rufus Sport?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Just because we're the two top gyms in the city. And, I mean, we both have UFC fighters now. So, yeah, there's a little bit of a rivalry there.
Rufus Sport.
Now, I'm looking at you actually drive a Ninja motorcycle as well?
Yeah.
what is that like? Oh, that's a 250?
The 650.
Oh, okay. 2007?
So the one I used to have a Ninja 250 that was a 2003, but then I recently, after I got done filming Ultimate Fighter, I got the Ninja 650 that is a 2018.
That's not the 20. He's showing me a picture, and that but that's pretty dope. That's not a 2018.
Be careful though. Don't get hurt. Come on.
Yeah
don't
crack,
be like
I wrecked my motorcycle.
Don't be like Vince Pichel.
Yeah, exactly.
Vince.
And then another UFC Sean Strickland, fighter. Another guy.
And Sean Strickland, yeah.
Be careful. Now I'm looking at a picture of you when you were a freshman. Frank you are the biggest nerd I've ever seen as a freshman on the swim team. Oh my God.
Where are you? Are you on my Facebook right now?
I'm on your Instagram. You have like glasses. You look like, oh my God. You're adorable. High school must have been tough for you, huh?
What?
High school, was it tough or no?
So, yeah, a little bit. I got picked on a lot, especially in the middle of elementary school.
Oh, they're idiots.
But you know, the cool thing is all the people that picked on me are now like fans of mine and like sharing all my stuff on social media, and then they come up to me when I go back to my hometown and they like brag about how they know me. So, you know. Karma's pretty awesome.
Good for you. And you're also shooting guns here. Like you might be the coolest girl in the history of women. What kind of guns do you shoot?
I have a SIG P938 that I carry with me.
Nice.
And then I went shooting with an AR-10. That's one of my friends. I want to buy an AR-10 though, as soon as I get money.
What's that, Tyler? What are these guns?
An AR-10 is a 308 caliber. AR style rifle, semi-automatic rifle.
Aren't
so it's like
illegal?
An AR-15, but it's a bigger bullet.
Wow!
So it can kill more people.
Why are you carrying around an AR-10?
I'm not carrying it around. I take it to the range and I go shooting with it.
Oh,
man,
because it's fun.
I shot a gun for the first time like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and I was like, let me put this down. Because it's a feeling that you get.
Yes.
And I was like, the power! And I was like, let me go on, put this away. It's pretty insane.
I see you're also a purple belt.
Yep, I'm a purple belt in jiu-jitsu. I'm actually working on my brown belt right now. Well, hopefully I'll get that by the spring.
Well, Tyler's a brown belt. Tyler, do you think you can beat Leah or no?
I don't know. Jiu-jitsu is one of those things that you just...
Let's do the hand
job
challenge.
Anybody can beat anybody. Some freaking AOJ purple belt just beat... Tapped Bill Cooper in like a local tournament.
Really?
Yeah. Bill Cooper, like a third degree black belt legend.
Yeah.
Just got beat by like a 4-year purple belt.
What was the submission?
I don't know.
You think Bill overlooked him or no?
I don't know. Who knows?
Damn.
Who knows?
Leah, I like
I'm
your
not
life.
Bill.
Yeah, I like your life. Look at you. Oh my God. You 20 pounds since you got home from deployment. You got abs here. You got some good abs. Nice job.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. So there you go. Well, listen, Leah, it's good getting to know you. I'm a big fan. I think you're a hero. I think you're a sexy woman. Look at you at the Marine Corps ball. Wow, look at that. Damn. So did you get some booty that night?
I didn't know
what?
You guys were allowed to hang out with us.
Really? Who did you go to that ball with?
There was another guy there that was deployed, and we went to the ball together.
Oh. And how'd it go?
That was in Abu Dhabi. It was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the end of the night.
Whoa.
I got somebody... pretty drunk.
All right, so...
Sounds like a Marine Corps ball.
Guys want to send dick pics to Leah. Where should they... No, kidding. Guys, do not send dick pics to Leah. How many guys, when you were in the Ultimate Fighter, how many creepos were doing that?
I get weird messages all the time, and... I get so many like dick pic. Oh, it's so nasty. I hate social media sometimes because guys just feel the need to like send pictures or send really creepy and weird messages. It's happened so much, especially after filming Ultimate Fighter.
When has it ever worked? The only time it's ever worked was with War Machine before he went to jail. He had a porno out and he would send it to girls and be like, "This could be you." And then I knew a girl that actually was like took him up on it, and I was like, "You got to be kidding me!"
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, "That's crazy." I mean, What? I've never said. I sent a dick pic to my wife once because she kept asking me for it. But I've never, I've never sent another dick pic before in my life. You?
No.
I always feel like I'm gonna like things are gonna break and then all of a sudden that dick's gonna show up and it's gonna be bad.
I don't know, man. I just don't think penises are. I mean, they're not very attractive. You know what I mean? Like, they're just not something. You know, so it's just weird.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't. I'm good.
Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, well, listen, Leah Letson, happy holidays. Have a very Merry Christmas.
When's your next fight, Leah? Do you have one lined up?
I don't know. I'm still waiting to hear from the UFC.
Who do you want to fight next?
I'll fight anyone. I think it'd be cool to fight someone like Kat Zingano now that she's up at 45, just because she's like a legend and I used to look up to her a lot, so I think it'd be cool to fight someone like her. I'd fight Megan Anderson or Panny or any of the girls on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. You and Panny would be a great fight. I like that fight a lot.
I think so, too. Yeah.
That's a good fight. That's a good fight. Well, thank you, Leah, for coming on the show. I'm a big fan, and have a great week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Bye.
That was Leah Letson. I like her. She's a sweetheart.
She's dope, man. She's dope.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know if I said a girl like that. I don't know. I don't know if I can hang with though. Like, she seems way too cool for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. A girl fights and like jumps out of planes.
Shoots guns.
And I don't know. My girl does none of those things. Like, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. My ex did that. She jumped out of planes and wanted to fight and play basketball and.
She want to fight?
Jumping out of planes is one of the funnest things you can do.
No. She just wanted to train in it. She just wanted to train in like boxing.
The girl from New Zealand?
Yeah. She was down to do whatever. She went to skydiving with me multiple times.
What happened?
We broke up, man. I broke
up. You cheated?
No, I didn't cheat, man. I was gonna, though. I was gonna. Like, I just was, you know, I mean.
See, so you were a good guy then.
No, I mean, I'm okay.
You made the decision before you created a situation.
I felt like a fat girl that lost a bunch of weight. You know what I mean? Like, I was like.
It's, too good for this?
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter who I was dating at the time, you know, right. That show, there was, right. I was, we gonna break up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like being 3'11" and then you know, a TV show changes and then you can ride all the rides. And it's like, hey,
right.
I wanna go experience these rides.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, man, it was, if I could redo it, I definitely wouldn't, I would stay with her. But I wouldn't have known. When I was dating, I wasn't happy.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I wouldn't have known unless I left.
Right.
So I had to leave. But, you know, on to the next. I don't believe in the one anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You don't believe in one girl?
No, I don't believe in the one. I believe there's too many women out there, and there's...
Any of them could be the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'll be fine.
Not any of them, but there's... It's not there's one person that's perfectly designed. It's, okay, I'm going to find one and see what I can work with and what I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
And if it fits enough, then cool.
Exactly. There's always going to be a girl that you like a bunch of things and you don't like some things.
Yeah. A lot of it is when you're ready. You'll meet the one, but you're not ready. You know, or you don't meet the one, but you know, or you're the one for the other person. She's not
right.
ready. It's just, for me, it was like I was 38. I got it all out of my system, and I was not the same person I was when I was 30.
Yeah.
Not all out of my system, but enough.
I don't think it's ever all out of your system.
That's the thing they were telling me. They were like, you got to get out your system, and I was like, I don't think it'll ever leave.
No, it'll never leave, but enough to weigh the options. To go, like, at a certain point, you're like, threesomes every night this month or girlfriend. You're like, fucking threesomes.
Well, it's not.
And then later, you're like, man, I just need a girl.
I just want to sit and eat Cheetos and watch Netflix.
Yeah, this is more valuable than the threesomes, you know? You get more.
I wouldn't know.
Well, I don't know anything about threesomes, but.
You never had a threesome?
No.
I've had it like 10 or 12.
I was raised too conservatively to have any threesomes.
Really? Bro, I didn't get my first kiss till I was 18.
Wow.
Truth or Dare.
What was his name?
Yeah. Monica. That was
nice.
His name.
Truth or Dare. Really? We were doing that when we were 12. Spin the bottle.
Bro, I just told you I got my first kiss when I was 18, bro.
Like, were you a Jehovah's Witness? Or
what? No. I was super religious.
Super religious?
Yeah. So, yeah. I was. Like,
I know that world.
Yeah. So, I was like, you know.
Your name is Preacher.
Yeah, man.
So, what were your parents?
Well, my mom was... My mom, she was at a gospel conference when I was 2 weeks old, and then a bunch of people she never met before was like, when he gets older, he's going to be a preacher. So for fun, she was like, I'm going to start calling him preacher. So for fun, she started doing it. That was it. And this stuff.
Well, you kind of are.
Yeah, I'm but on a stage with a microphone.
You preaching some gospel up there.
But are your parents still super religious?
Yeah, I mean, they're. I mean, yeah, I mean, my mom is still religious. You know, she's. I mean, she's calmed down a little bit. I mean, I think everybody calms down when they get older. I mean, she just she was. We couldn't watch like The Simpsons growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we couldn't watch Gargoyles, Batman. Couldn't have water guns. You know what I mean? Like, she was really strict. She used to wash her mouth out for saying cuss words like shut up and dang it.
Wow.
And loser was a cuss word. You know, just stuff like that. She was real strict. So, I mean, obviously when we got to high school, you know, she told me I couldn't have a girlfriend until I was 16. You don't tell a man that. Because men need to go, boys need to go and talk to women.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you know, that's the thing. I feel like I missed out on, like, not that I missed out on sleeping around or even having sex in high school, but getting the experience of walking up to and asking a girl out and getting rejected. Exactly. Then you do it when you're 25 and you're like, God damn it. This is like, exactly. I've never done this before.
Exactly. So yeah, that's exactly. That was 100% how it was like. It was like, cause I didn't know how to talk to women. And then I was like, I'm just now learning how to talk to women. I'm like 27. So I'm like,
and were they cool with you being a comic?
My mom?
Yeah.
My mom was crazy supportive. She was like, I'm so happy. When I told her I want to be a comedian, she was like super happy. She was like, I'm so glad that you want to do this, your dream, da 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 da. But it's funny because a year ago, she told me, she's like, I didn't want you to do comedy. I was just trying to support you because I'm your mom. She's like, I did not. She's like, oh, you do this man about the mess of his life. But she's like, if anything, if you're going to do well, I had to support you and not tell you you couldn't do it.
That's good parents.
Yeah.
That's a good parent.
So it just got announced, Gregor Gillespie versus Yancy Medeiros. That's a tough fight for Yancy Medeiros. Yeah. I love Yancy, but Gregor Gillespie
he's a motherfucker,
is a national champion wrestler.
He's a motherfucker.
Looking like he's the next champion of the UFC.
You can't stop that takedown.
I mean, he looks unbeatable. And
he's
Yancy,
just pressure.
I love Yancy, but if Yancy can't make it into Yancy's a fucking...
Yancy's that tall, lanky dude, right?
Yeah, Hawaiian. Every fight of his is a fucking war.
Oh, yeah.
If he can make it a war, he could win.
He lost to Donald Cerrone. He got submitted or something, right?
So that fight...
What weight class is that? The 140?
That's 170.
No, that's Vince's.
155?
Yeah,
55. Yeah, because...
You think he's going to be the next...
Gillespie just beat Vince.
I feel like there's so many people that can beat Khabib. I really felt like, well, before Kevin Lee just, you know, started getting whooped on his last fight, I feel like he could have beat Khabib. I just feel like anybody... Dude, that could stop a takedown.
It's not a takedown though. It's not. It's
he did. He fought Ally Quinto.
Ally Quinto was a college wrestler. He took second this year in New York. He was a great college wrestler.
He's not really a wrestler.
He just out wrestled Kevin Lee.
He is a wrestler.
He just out wrestled Kevin Lee.
He didn't out wrestle Kevin Lee. No, he didn't. On the ground, he got dominated, and on the feet, he dominated. It was just like different worlds.
They're both really good college wrestlers, but like. It's different.
I think Ally Quinto would do way better on the same.
He survived against Kevin Lee.
That Dagestani power that these guys have is a different type of wrestling that really works well. It's not just about being a wrestler. I talked to Al. He's like, I've never felt that type of pressure and strength before than I did with Khabib.
Yeah. He said that. He said the same. He said with Lee. What's up? He said that Lee's the strongest person he's ever met.
Lee is so strong.
He said he's the strongest person he's ever
met. But that shows how strong Khabib is.
Yeah.
He just has that next level. So, but this guy's really, really good. At 55, Gillespie might be the guy.
He's good. I don't think he'll beat Khabib.
I don't know.
I don't think he'll beat
Khabib.
I don't see Khabib letting him take him down.
Yeah.
He'll be able to stuff Khabib's takedowns better than anybody else can, but I don't think he's taking Khabib down anytime soon.
So yeah,
and if he does,
picture.
Khabib has
this is
nasty
of John Jones
submission
I was telling
game.
You right now. John Jones, this is John Jones yesterday.
There you go.
Looks a lot smaller, right?
Does look a lot smaller, especially standing next to Carlos Condit.
He looks shredded, though.
Yeah, but the bodybuilder.
He's always been shredded.
He looks good, man. I think he looks good. He just looks shredded. I mean, if his abs weren't popping out like that, and I can't see his arms or anything, but he looks shredded. I mean, I think he's prepared to not, because he knows Gustafson doesn't just go away unless you're Anthony Johnson. Man, this is the thing about Anthony. I don't even want to talk about that. Because I mean, Anthony Johnson upsets me because I feel like both Cormier fights he could have won.
Oh, he's mentally.
Yeah, it's breaks. Both. I feel like both fights he lost. Second fight when he was going for the takedowns. What are you doing?
I think his coach. Something happened with his coach.
No, they told him in the corner. They were yelling. They was like, stop trying to take him down.
No, but one of his coaches didn't come with him or something. Like
he was going.
It was like something happened with him that like. He's a very emotional guy.
Yeah. Fighters are like and, that a lot.
Anthony Johnson is so funny though. Have you seen him recently with the marijuana? He opened up a pot dispensary in Miami, and he's like, he's humongous right now. I mean, he's so huge, and then takes these pictures of him with like just pounds of marijuana. It's probably the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, Andy Johnson's hilarious. By the way, something's a little crazy. So that guy that Mayweather's fighting.
Yeah.
That Asian Tension. Dude.
Yeah.
John Jones. You see what John Jones just tweeted?
What'd he say?
He said, pinch of salt, no pinch of salt. You still have steroids in your system in the first fight, Cormier stated. Not cool. I don't get that.
I don't know.
I think he's
saying he's salty?
Daddy's baby's still out here whining. What proud double champion just vacated his belt because someone else turns in sport. Okay.
But you gotta see, but this dude that's fighting Mayweather has got pretty good striking.
He's got amazing striking.
But you see his punches?
Yeah.
Like recently?
Yeah.
That video at Mayweather's gym?
He's good.
I don't know, man. I'm starting to believe.
What's he's good. That guy, the Tenshin Nakasawa?
Yeah.
Sounds right to me.
He's fighting Floyd Mayweather New Year's Eve
in
the
really good.
Modified MMA rules.
Oh, he's really good.
So it's going to be boxing.
But it's not going to be close.
I don't understand like why they would.
He just want money.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah, it's money. But, like, I'm not even a little bit interested in watching that.
I know, me neither. But I'm
I don't care.
I'm not going to order.
I'll stream it. I'll stream it.
I'll still watch it.
I'm not paying for it, though.
I'm not paying for anything, to be honest with you. I'm not. I mean, unless I'm having a fight over a party over my house, then I'll order it. But for the most part, I'm like, if I'm by myself, I'm not paying.
I mean, how could you pay for that? What? It's three rounds of fighting?
I don't know.
Like what?
I don't even know what the rules are. I don't know anything.
Yeah, but like I watch this guy hit pads. Like, I mean, all guys look good hitting pads, but he's legit.
Yeah, he is legit. No, I mean, he's a legit striker. Legit. Like, he's an amazing striker.
He is amazing. That's why.
And that's like, but like. Let him do his style striking. Like, if you're going to say you're going into the MMA world, go do kickboxing. Like, it doesn't have to be everything. It doesn't even have to be Muay Thai.
It's done.
Well, exactly. He's smart enough to know that, like, he's not going to survive against anything other than boxing.
Did you hear that Dana said, word is that Dana said he was like, if he would fight De La Hoya. I know De La Hoya challenged.
No, he didn't say
De La Hoya called him out.
Called him out.
He called out Dana.
There's no way Dana said he'd fight him. He said he'd fight him?
Somebody told me that.
He said he'd give him like 6 months to lose 40 pounds or whatever it
that's
was.
That's what De La Hoya said, right? Yeah. Oh, Masas is out of his fight against Lovato Jr.
What?
That sucks.
That really sucks.
Masas got injured?
Yeah, that would have been a good fight.
Man never gets injured.
I think Lovato would have won. Lovato is fucking amazing.
Lovato looks unstoppable. He looks unstoppable. He just
Musasi?
I don't know. This guy Lovato is like the saying he's like the best American jiu-jitsu guy right now in the world or in America.
Yeah, I think so. At least in MMA.
I mean, that's crazy. So, they got to find. So the PFL is doing a tournament, right? You know, they have the $1 million.
Yeah.
So that they want to do it for next year, and they have Kayla Harrison at 155, but they can't find girls that'll fight her. How many girls out there?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. You know? I wouldn't fight Kayla Harrison.
Do you know how many girls do you know that are 155 that fight? Any of them?
None girls.
None, right?
None.
Yeah.
155. That's
It's a big.
I know a couple 35ers, but like, that's the thing. It's like if a big female fighter is 160 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, so like, you're not gonna fight at 55.
But if I was one of these girls in the UFC. Like, or even like a Leslie Smith or a Sarah McMahon at 135, a fight of 35, I would go up and do that. Because if Kayla Harrison.
Well, like, if there's a freaking $1 million on the line, I'm going to fight two weight classes over. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, why wouldn't these other girls go as three fights?
Yeah.
But they're like, she's too big, some of them are saying.
She is a beast. And she's a freaking Olympic gold medalist, too. So
in the PFL, this girl won the gold medal in judo twice. and it's the first girl to ever do it, first American to ever do it, male or female. And she's better than Ronda Rousey, but doesn't
way better
have the same like marketing behind her that Ronda had.
Yeah, so, I mean, is she like attractive? I mean, you know, it matters, right?
She's attractive, it does matter, yeah. But Ronda was.
It like, affects the odds.
Yeah, she's not Ronda, but she's attractive.
Yeah. So, who's the strongest girl you ever hooked up with?
Who, me?
Yeah.
The strongest?
Oh my god.
Strongest.
Okay. This gymnast from UCLA.
Yeah.
Insane. Like. She put me in guard, and I couldn't break her guard.
No.
Her legs were so strong. Wow. Like, we'd, like just goof around, like, wrestle around, and she would legit, like, give me trouble just because how strong she was.
Wow.
It was insane. We would go work out. She would do 20 pull-ups and then do a set of stairs, run back down, 20 pull-ups, another set of stairs. Like, what the fuck,
she,
man?
Like, toned?
She's, like, 5'3", 125 pounds, maybe 10% fat. Just shredded.
Were you into it, or you're kind of like,
yeah,
off?
Yeah, yeah, bit? Yeah. I was into it. It was a little like off-putting.
Yeah,
but I mean, she was like super girly. She was super girly.
Like,
yeah,
attractive, man.
Yeah, she was super girly.
I messed with a bodybuilder one time, and it felt gay. I was like, it felt because her shoulders, just everything.
Hands are bigger
was
than
like, yours. She wasn't training for that. You know, she wasn't training at the time, but she was on her off season. But it was just like, it's weird, man. So.
And then, what about you?
I mean, the Russian girl that I was with for a while. I mean, she's not like built. She's athletic. She's beautiful. Big ass titties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big ass titties.
Big ass and titties.
Some ass titties.
Yeah, I hooked up with a fighter. A couple of them. But one of them, though, like even like her hand job, like I felt like I was being milked. I think all the semen that I've ever had came out of my body.
Nice.
Like my bed became like a waterbed. It was insane. It was not no bueno. So what do you got coming up?
I'm gonna be at the Bray Improv this week, and I'll be in Orlando, and then I got the Champions coming out.
Nice. And that's on ABC, NBC.
NBC. And I got a show on Facebook Watch, and it's I don't know if I can announce. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Just right. Yeah. Whatever.
Just follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram. Preacher Lost and Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, Tinder.
And Black you, Joe, what do you got coming out?
I'll follow you on Tinder.
Follow me on Instagram, and then I got a new podcast coming out, so stay tuned.
What's it called?
Wean Dog Radio.
Okay.
Of course.
I might change the name. I don't know.
Else last week.
It was Wean Dog Radio, then the Paranormal Hour, and then the No Big Deal podcast. But who knows, dude?
And Tyler, if people want to sponsor you for your fight.
People want to sponsor me at smithero39 on Instagram, smithero39.
Are you fighting soon?
I got a fight February 22nd, Epic 41 in San Diego.
Is it pro or amateur?
Be training. It's amateur. It's amateur. I'm just going to do one more amateur, get it out of the way, get my feet wet again, then go pro, yeah.
Nice.
That's the plan. That's the plan anyway.
Really?
Do it.
Yeah, man. I want to do an amateur boxing match, and I want to do an amateur MMA match. Not amateur. I just said amateur because he was doing one. But I'd want to do one.
Do it.
Nice.
Yeah. Just one.
Yeah.
And then I'm good. I just want to say I did it. Just because it's scary to me.
Yeah.
You know, I like doing things that are scary. So.
Yeah, it's a good challenge.
Yeah.
It tells you who you are.
Yeah. It really does, man. Like it does. When I remember doing like, I wasn't even getting punched. It was just jujitsu. And it's like, man, I feel like quitting right now.
Yes. Like, yes. I have specific memories like, There's one that stands out to me from it was in a jiu-jitsu tournament. I was down on points and I was stuck on the bottom and there was like 45 seconds left or like less than a minute. And I like clear as day remember having that thought run through my mind like, fuck it. It doesn't matter. You're tired. It hurts. Yeah. Like it doesn't matter. And I was like, you know what? No.
Yeah.
Just hold on to this. Like keep pushing. And I ended up getting a sweep. And winning the match, like, well, and it yeah, and it wasn't dope, like, man. Yeah, I was down like 2 points or something, so it was just that little tiny decision, like, okay, am I going to be the person that quits when it gets hard, or am I going to be the person that just decides, like, no, fuck this, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah. It's the same with working out, man.
Yeah,
like when you're working out by yourself, you can kind of quit. You know?
Yep.
You can be like, ah, no one's here. You know, when you got someone else, it's like, you got two more.
You're yeah.
Like,
I can't run alone. I can't run alone. I'm like, fuck it, I'll walk.
Same with comedy. When you go on stage, you're like, man, this is a fucking tough crowd.
I
can either get them or I could just coast and.
Do some old jokes that I know work, not try this new bit I was working on.
I will be in Las Vegas at the Stratosphere next Tuesday to Sunday. At the LA Comedy Club, hit me up to take tickets. And then Harvey's in January in Portland, Oregon, the 24th through 27th.
Hey.
So thank you guys for listening to the podcast. I hope you guys have a great, great Christmas. And thank you to Leah for being on the podcast as well. Bye-bye. Trap, sons, and trap, don't son. Түүний сонс тө хөгч юм дөр болаа. Даа дөр болаа мөрөө.